I was enjoying my morning paper with a cup of hot coffee at a local cafe when it all started coming back to me. As I scanned through the editorial section of the New York Times, hoping to find Maureen Dowd's column, my memory was triggered and it dawned on me that I had been tolerating this conversation for far too long. Have you ever, in your life, had that experience when you were sure that you could do anything you wanted to do and be all that you wanted to be once you simply set your heart to it, once you made up your mind? Sure you have. And because you've had that experience of being so high that you knew you could fly, at some point, somebody was obliged to come along and tell you that you couldn't, that you shouldn't, because it wouldn't work. Come on. The guy who provided the rain that fell on your parade, the woman who supplied the pin that eventually busted your bubble. Don't you remember? I do. It's the middle of March and nearly the end of my junior year in college, and sitting on the bus, I can hardly believe it. The emergence of that glorious Manhattan skyline, that same skyline which served as the backdrop for so many of my best dreams. Excited, I am ready to explode with the expectation, because I know that this week will serve as a foundation that will cement my future and launch me into the life that waits for me beyond senior year. As we single file our way off the airport bus, looking up into skyscraper heaven, we step off onto New York City streets so ripe with the promise that we can indeed have it all. So young and full of hope, it's career week in New York City. Let the magic begin. 40 classmates, in total, are divided into groups according to our field of study, and I'm in the communications group, scheduled to visit publishers and broadcasters, but today we are visiting the New York Times. Our mentor and guide waits for us in the lobby, and I notice that her enthusiasm is not quite a match for ours, but excited to be in New York City, I choose to overlook. The newspaper tour winds up in the in-house cafeteria, and we settle in for answers when I decide to ask the question, "How do you get a job at the New York Times?" To which she replies, "It's next to impossible. You really have to have a relative that already works here and in a very high position." Now, after such an informative tour, after such an incredible build-up, she goes on to explain that these positions are highly coveted, making the competition very stiff. She concludes with a warning that trying to get hired at the New York Times will likely lead to disappointment. Imagine. Now, sitting with my coffee, the memory of her sharp and dampening reply is a realization that she was one of those somebodies who rain on one of my parades. As I look through the editorial section, I catch myself being in awe of Maureen Dowd for being someone who was special enough to be writing a column for the New York Times. And I catch myself accepting that writing a column for the New York Times is something that I will never achieve because I've been subconsciously believing those words from the woman with the pin that bursts other people's bubbles. And you? Whose cloudy words have you mentally typed and then filed? Well, maybe it's time to realize that just because they said it doesn't make it true. What is possible for you begins with what you believe can or cannot happen. If you believe that it can't happen, then it never will. If you believe that it can, well, then it just might.